but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Here's a question only you can answer. What do you think about us? Let us know, and you could win St. Louis FC soccer, Mizzou football, or Six Flags tickets. Just go to KTRS.com and click on Enter to Win and take our listener survey. You'll be able to tell us honestly how we're doing, good or bad, and possibly win St. Louis soccer, Mizzou football, or Six Flags tickets just for doing so. You listen to us, and we listen to you. The Big 550 KTRS. Talk radio for the rest of us.
Vincent Mortgage is more than just a mortgage company. We work hard to support our community by helping families find their dream home, consolidate their debt, or upgrade their existing homes. Find us on Facebook, download our app, or visit VincentMortgage.com for great information on how to reach all your family's financial goals. Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
B-Dubs takes it to the next level. 21 sauces and seasonings, wall-to-wall flat-screen TVs, and 70-cent wings Tuesdays, and 70-cent boneless Thursdays. Buffalo Wild Wings.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
your mom's chest hair.
Your mom's chest hair.
Ew.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 23rd, my daughter's birthday edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price.
Happy birthday, Amanda.
Kitchens, baths, and home.
Sorry.
Sorry. She's not listening anyway. Thompson Price's showroom is in De Pere. We'll tell you exactly where it is and why. Before you make a decision about who's going to remodel your kitchen or bathroom, you must include Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. We'll talk after this.
Hey!
Right at the control board, it is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, it may be a smart idea to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Well, it's a sad day for the Southside Johnny Band and AM and the PMers, because a guy that listens to the show, that used to listen to the show all the time, Steve Grimes, he was 38 years old, passed away Saturday afternoon.
He's still listening. He's listening right now.
He is still listening, and we dedicated the show earlier to him and the Playhouse and the joke, because that's all he did was joke around, mess around, and have fun, and he traveled around with the band and just kind of hung out with us all the time. And he was one of those guys, like you said, when you leave this world, you want to say he was a good man.
Yeah.
And he was just a good guy.
That's about the best thing you can say.
Yeah, he was a good guy and a fun guy to have around and be around. So.
All right. Steve, if you're listening, I think the reception in heaven is probably spectacular.
Yeah, it is.
The best reception out there. So long. Glad you're listening from up there. Phoebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
The Red Boy said the dumbest thing a while ago. It's like one of my wife's things where she gets an expression all messed up. And he said, they might as well be twins. They're exactly alike. They're two what in a pod?
Cheese.
Two cheese in a pod.
Oh, my goodness.
No, it's peas. It's two peas in a pod. You stupid idiot. Give it up, please, for Bruce Lipris, the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Please, be seated.
Brought to you by Thompson Price 20 years ago, 19 and a half, 20, somewhere in there. We had our kitchen remodeled. It was a big deal. It was a big deal. Big commitment financially. And then you have to decide who we're going to go with, who we're going to trust to completely demolish our kitchen. And I watched them do part of the demolition. That's the fun part. And they actually do take a sledgehammer and knock, you know, drywall out, and they pull wires and cut pipe, and they're going to, you know, relocate something like the 220 for the stove. And they did all that in about a day. In about a day, there was nothing but just studs and just bare nothing. And 3 weeks later, we had this terrific kitchen. 3 weeks. I think I told you we had a friend that had her kitchen done, and she should have listened, but she didn't. 6 months. They did not have a working kitchen for 6 months. All I remember about ours, the only bad thing I remember, was that we did wash dishes in the bathtub. You don't realize how dependent you are on a kitchen. So when you do finally decide to remodel the kitchen, let's do it right. What do you say? Let's do it perfectly. Let's make it the kitchen of all kitchens, meaning it's the only kitchen in existence that was designed specifically for you and your family. That exact kitchen doesn't exist anywhere else. And it's going to be a thrill to walk in it, sit in it, eat in it, watch TV in it, sit around and have hors d'oeuvres in the center island or whatever you like to do when you have people over for many, many, many years. Anybody can put a kitchen together that looks great and seems like it's just, ooh, this is fantastic, for a year or two. And then things start to go bad. You know why? Because they didn't do it right. And they cut corners. They don't cut corners at Thompson Price. They won't do that. They also won't overcharge you. You will get your money's worth. You'll see. Their showroom is in DePere. Less than a half mile east of 270 on Manchester. Just do me a favor. Before you make a decision, at least talk to and include the people at Thompson Price. Make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies you're talking to. ThompsonPrice.com is their website. I don't know why I saw this story this morning in USA Today. It was in the sports section. It just happened to catch my eye. There's a guy who plays on the USA soccer team, and is talking about how the USA started its Copa America preparations to win a 3-1 to go to a 3-1 victory against Puerto Rico in an exhibition game yesterday afternoon. He put USA ahead in the 20th minute with his first international goal. The guy's name is Paul Areola. Now, I don't remember at what age I learned the word areola. It wasn't until I was late teens.
I was much older when
because that word just doesn't. When you're,
it's a medical term. So you wouldn't. You know, you probably need some crude phrases for.
Oh yeah,
those parts, but
oh,
not
yeah.
the.
But you never learned areola. And how did you learn that word? How I can't remember. I'd love to know
probably
how.
Like a science class, probably.
Oh, I don't think any class I was ever in, the teacher got up and said, and here's the areola.
No.
They didn't do a breast diagram in school.
You guys didn't have sex ed?
No. You had a sex ed class?
I think so.
You
I
did?
Think,
you know,
like
we had health. We had,
seventh and eighth
it
grade,
was called
maybe?
Health.
I remember because they would. They would split the boys up in the room and the girls. So it was either 7th or 8th grade we had.
Well, you were in advanced rich kid school.
Wow, we didn't have that.
We had health class, and they talked about things like how you're supposed to cut your toenails square across the top and not around. Mm-hmm. You know, they talked about how you brush your teeth. And
in high school,
hygiene.
You never got into a class where they discussed the male reproductive organs?
I remember 7th or 8th grade health class. He says, mm-hmm. Well, now, you boys and girls, you're reaching an age now where you're old enough to wear deodorant. and they talked to us about deodorant.
I had the biology class in college with my blind teacher, Mr. Nagel, and he
never taught you about areola.
We never really talked about areola, but we did talk about other parts.
That's just one of those words.
Yeah.
That how do you learn that? How does that come up in conversation? Areola. Well, I know what it is now. And this poor guy, Paul Areola, can you imagine? And I was going to say imagine the teasing, but you wouldn't tease him if you're in the sixth grade because you don't know what it is.
No.
But then when you find
out. Well, nowadays, kids know.
Now they do. You're right. Now they do.
Goal scored by Areola.
Areola gets the point.
Happy birthday to my daughter, Amanda, 28. We get the Ledoux news. I've told you this before. I don't know why we get it. I don't live in Ledoux. But we get the Ledoux news in the mail. This is one of the most interesting magazines, to me, to read, because it's essentially two things. It's pictures of people, rich people, standing around at cocktail parties, and home listings for expensive homes. That's kind of it. That's the Ledoux news. But then, every year or so, they do the wedding section, where they have two or three, four pages on somebody's wedding. Say, usually somebody wealthy. Yeah, I can't believe you can't believe what the people who have money spend on a wedding. And you read it, and you go, I can't relate to that. I don't know who can relate to that. Oh, and the bride is the Christian Dior gown. I don't know the designer's name. I'm just shooting in the dark here. But they describe you. I have to tell you something. To me, that would be embarrassing to me for somebody to publish all the details about the wedding. There's something about that that...
Yeah, but I think some of those people really thrive on that and love that because it's an image and it's a status thing.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
Now, here's the other thing I don't get about weddings. Girls really, really get into it. The bridesmaid, it's a big deal. And they cry, you know, when, let's say, Jennifer, let's make up a name, tells her friends, and one other thing, I got engaged. Ah! And they all scream and they all go crazy. Oh! And they act like they're crying. They're not happy for you. They're jealous of you. Okay? Don't buy this. Oh, I'm so happy for you and hugging. They hate your guts because they're not married. And now you're going to be married. And they act so silly about it. And they get together and they pick out their... Guys, this is just, let's get this over with. That's all it is. And when I saw how much money had to have been spent on some of these weddings, honest to goodness, I went through Ledoux News and I went, okay, at least half of these people will be divorced within 5 years.
Yeah.
After all that money and the huge reception and the description of what was served with truffles and champagne, all for nothing. All for nothing. Wasted money. Now, I have not, my daughter's not married yet, so I'm sitting here saying this, and everybody goes, well, we just wait, Frank. You just wait till your daughter gets married. I'm going to tell you something. You'll all be, all of you who think that she'll wrap you around her little finger and she and her mom will. No. I'm telling you right now, I really believe, unless she has me fooled, we've talked about this, that my daughter is smart enough to know that's stupid. It's like the money spent on funerals.
Yeah.
That's stupid, too. And I'm not trying to offend anybody. It's your money. Do whatever you want with it. But there's a lot of just unnecessary expense, especially with these weddings.
Mm.
And they're all, to me, they're all exactly the same. I watch Bridesmaids. I've been to a couple of weddings. They're exactly the same. It's like somebody designed a format, like a ball game. And it's in quarters or periods or whatever. And everybody follows that pattern. And to me, it's tired and old. You know, the best man gets up and...
right.
Ding, 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 ding. Yes, everybody. Yeah. Listen, Brett, how long have I known you? We go back to, like, I remember that time we were sophomores in high school. Remember the sledding accident? And then, oh, my goodness. Stop it. And then the bride, who's the equivalent of the best man? Who's the equivalent?
Maid
of honor.
Yeah.
She gets up. Oh, I'm so happy for you. And
you two love
each
other.
I can't believe my little friend from fifth grade is actually getting married, and you two are the perfect couple. Blah! Ugh.
I don't care what they do.
I don't get it.
As long as they hire our band, because that's where bands
that's
make
all
money.
That matters. And by the way, hiring the wrong band can mean destined for divorce.
It can ruin it, yeah.
The Johnny Come Lately band can save your marriage.
Yes, the Southside Johnny Band. Yeah, oh, yeah.
They'll
do all kinds of weddings.
There's a thing called MediShare. Have you heard of this?
No.
It's a Christian insurance. So I think it's 160,000 was the number of Christians who've gotten together and they put money in a pool. And if any one of you in that group has a medical issue, the rest of them pay for it. They pool their money. Now, my question is, how do you prove you're a Christian?
Mm-hmm.
What's the proof of that? You have a certificate that says you're a Christian? And what if Bob...
What if you get a hypochondriac in your group?
Yeah.
Or what if Bob needs like $100,000? Let's make it $500,000 surgery. But Sylvia, who's also a Christian, has never needed any medical care. And is everybody putting this... I don't see how this works. I just don't see how this works. Called MediShare. You can pull it up and look at it for yourself. And then at the end of the commercial, it says, not available in Montana. Now, why? Why is MediShare not available in... Are there no Christians in Montana?
Hmm.
I don't know. Now, can you pull up real quickly, and I know you can, Spencer Davis, Give Me Some Lovin'. Dan, you know this song.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's one of the greatest It's right up there with Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress by the Hollies. And there's a I'm in the car yesterday, coming back from Lake, and I had the satellite radio. Now, this is a good fast-driving song. So I'm listening to the 60s on 6. And this is not the first time I've noticed this. I defy you to tell me what they are singing. You can understand, give me some love. Listen to the rest of you. Hey, that's great. Hang it up.
Goes.
Hang
it.
Stop it. What did they say?
He said,
temperature's rising and my feet are something on fire. I don't know the second line.
You've
I have
no
idea.
More than I've ever heard.
Temperature's rising. I think that's Steve Winwood singing.
But it is. It is Steve Winwood. He's 14 years old. That's him on the keyboard, the organ.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those songs that I love that song, and I have no idea what it's
no.
saying.
Well, it's like The Doors, that Doors song. He goes, I even doubt and did about an hour ago.
What song is that?
What the heck is it? Because I'm not a huge Doors fan.
Let's see. This is
Falls Apart. No, I know. I can't remember the name of the song, though.
See, without the name of the song, we got nothing.
Edit about an hour ago.
Right there. Edit back. Go back to where he started talking and edit it out. Just edit it all out.
That's Steve Winwood. That's a good song that Spencer Davis.
It is a great song. Now, another thought came
LA
into my
Woman.
Yeah. Yes, it is. LA Woman.
Another thought came into my head. I don't know why. For some reason, I got to thinking about Jax. Did you ever play Jax?
Yeah.
When you were a kid? It's a bunch of little star-like pointed things and a red ball.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for some reason, only girls played Jax or sissies. If you're a sissy, you play Jax. Otherwise, it was girls. My memory of Jax is girls playing Jax.
Yes.
It's like jump rope. Guys didn't. Ninda Cinderella dressed in yellow went upstairs to meet her fella. You know, that kind of stuff. Skipping rope. Guys didn't do that. If you did that, you're a sissy.
Isn't it you bounce the ball and pick up one?
Yes.
And bounce the ball and pick up two?
Or do you bounce the ball
something?
Or do you throw the ball in the air and pick them, scoop them up? And then you do one, and then you do two, and then you do three. And what's the point? Do you win something?
All I know, if you leave one or two on the floor, somebody
steps on it. Yes, and it hurts.
Yeah.
Now, there's a joke that used to be told about Jax, and it was a store that had a jar full of those Jax. Okay? And you guess how many... Do you know the joke?
I can only imagine.
Guess how many Jax are in the jar, and I'll just get the punchline. And so this guy's in the store, and he goes, I'd like to guess, because the winner gets like $1,000, and he goes... 867? And the store owner says, no, oh, no, it's 868. You're a jack off. Now, you can say that on the air if you're talking about being one
right.
jack
yeah. Yeah, with the,
off.
Yeah.
That's one of those jokes that in high school you think that's the funniest joke
you've
ever heard in your life. No, it's not. The joke I'm about to tell is the funniest joke you've ever heard in your life. But before, I just want to mention Saturday Night Live. This has been the worst season for Saturday Night Live that I can ever remember. The writing has been horrible. The finale for the season was Saturday night. It was pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. There was one skit that was funny. It was Goodbye, Mr. Bunting. That's all I can tell you. I'm not going to go into what it was, but good riddance to this season. And one last thing. CBS Sunday Morning now is doing the segments they're doing with Jane Pauley. I can't stand Jane Pauley. Jane Pauley is irritating to me. She's one of those women that you can tell she thinks she's still 30.
Right.
But she's not. And get over yourself. And Celine Dion never looked better. She was on last night on that Billboard's thing. And for the first time ever, I think Celine Dion looks great because she no longer weighs 80 pounds. She actually put on a couple of pounds. She looked like a skeleton. Good for you, Celine Dion. You look a whole lot better.
Do you have, did you have the Doors LA Woman pulled up?
I can get it here.
Yeah, he's a master.
Because then he goes, he didn't do about an hour ago. That's all you can understand is that.
I don't know the song. I like the Doors.
Oh, I think you would know this song.
I like this part.
Yeah. That's coming up.
Coming up now?
Yeah.
You're right. I'm a diga daga daga about an hour ago.
No.
Play that. Keep playing it again. Keep back it up a little bit.
It gets worse every line.
Yeah.
That's great. Oh, man. I've never heard that song. Ladies, get in here, please.
That's nice.
For beginning of the school year, fifth grade, teacher gets up and she says, "Good afternoon, class. I'll be your teacher this year. I'm new. I'm new in town. I'm new to the school. I'm going to write my name on the chalkboard. And I want you all to remember my name. And tomorrow when we come to school for our second day, I'm going to do my best to know who you are and to greet you and say, 'Good afternoon, Jimmy Smith.' And I want you to know my name and greet me back. My name is," and she goes to the chalkboard, and you all remember this sound. The chalk on the board, and she writes her name, Miss Prussy. Miss Prussy. And there's some giggling, some of the boys. She says, I know, get it out of your system, but that is my name. And I've taken a lot of kidding. Miss Prussy, Prussy. Now, class, tomorrow, when I greet you, I'm going to make a point to know your name, and I got a lot of names to remember here, 20 of them. You got one, so I want you to greet me tomorrow. She said, for example, I have a list of all of you, your names right here in front of me. Where is Jimmy Lunder? Where are you, Jimmy? Jimmy raised his hand. She says, now I'm going to tell you how I'm going to remember your name, Jimmy. Jimmy Lunder, you're a strapping guy. You're a big guy, like a lumberjack, Lumber Lunder. That's how I remember your name, Jimmy Lunder. And she looks at her list. She says, where is Sheila Purty? Prutty. And Sheila raises her hand. She says, Sheila, you are really pretty. Pretty purty. That's how I remember your name. I'll make a point to remember your name. Bobby Harlan. Where are you, Bobby? And he raises his hand. He says, oh, you're tall. Like a basketball player, which makes me think of Harlem Globetrotters. Harlan. Bobby Harlan. Get the point? Get the idea? Okay. Here's my name on the chalkboard. Miss Prussy, Prussy. I will see you all here tomorrow. I'll know your name. Please know mine. They leave. They go home. They come back to school the next day. She gets up in front of the class. She says, well, let me see who I want to say good afternoon to. And she looks and points at Ernie. She says, good afternoon, Ernie Taylor. And he stands up and looks at her and says, good afternoon, Miss Crunt.
Oh my goodness.
Dan loves that joke.
I know. It's too close, and Tim Weiland would love it too because it's too close.
And for those who might not have heard it perfectly, CRUNT. Teacher's name, Miss Crunt.
Too close to our ex-wives.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Here's Tim Wiley with traffic.
All right, there's an accident reported now on eastbound Highway 40 near 141 with lane blockage. You're backed up to Boone's Crossing. It looks like we may have an incident on westbound 370 right at the, is it at the Earth City Expressway? Or it's at the Discovery Bridge, it looks like. And traffic is backed up now near St. Louis Mills. We have westbound 70. They cleared that stall. It was on the Blanchette, blocking the center lane. Traffic is slow from the Earth City Expressway. We do have solid traffic on southbound 170 from Page down through Highway 40. We had an accident on northbound 170 at Natural Bridge, so things are backing up to about Midland. Southbound 55 is still slow from Loughborough down through Revis Barracks, and we have eastbound 40 drivers are slowing Jefferson to the Poplar. And this traffic report brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Wondering if your battery's on its way out? Stop by Advance, and they'll test it for you free of charge at Advance Auto Parts. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Be the fifth caller right now at 314-969-5877 and register for your chance to see Jerry Lewis at the Family Arena.
Hey, all the way!
Hey, all the way!
Throughout our history,
we run every day.
Millions of Americans marched off to war.
The Taliban are watching us and they're planning an ambush. The ambush is probably going to be right over there. Where are we going?
Too many never made it home. While you're out and about this weekend, think about our local heroes and what they sacrificed for our way of life. Freedom isn't free. The Big 550. KTRS.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There are now government programs available to help you settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But these may be limited-time programs, so you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. 1-800-684-5585. That's 1-800-684-5585. 684-5585. When you call, you'll get free information from Federal Tax Relief. This free info can even help you if you have penalties, unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. Stop the collection process immediately. Call Federal Tax Relief today for free info at 1-800-684-5585. That's 1-800-684-5585. Call now. 1-800-684-5585.
Witness memories in the making as you watch future all-stars run the bases without leaving their seat and catch imaginary line drives between bites of cotton candy. It's never been more clear. It truly is a kid's game. It's baseball, Cardinals baseball. You spend your time teaching them the ins and outs of the game, and they end up showing you why it's played. As your child watches her hero touch them all, she touches your heart. Because our happiest moments are when we see our kids truly happy. And as your little one leaves the stadium, dreaming of World Series walk-offs, you're not upset you didn't see a perfect game. Some games are better than perfect, like baseball, Cardinals baseball. Kick off your summer at Busch Stadium when the Cards host the Giants June 3rd through 5th. Get your tickets now at Cardinals.com. The St. Louis Cardinals. Tradition meets today.
Free trials of a shockingly effective belly flattener called Nubiotics are now being given away to this station's first 100 callers. I repeat, free trials are now being given away. The only question is, will you be one of the first 100 callers? Ready, set, call now. 1-800-600-5971. Limit one free trial per household. If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Again, free trials of this shockingly effective belly flattening discovery are now being given away to the first 100 callers. The only question is, will you be one of the first 100 to call? Hurry, call now for details. 1-800-600-5971. That's 1-800-600-5971. 1-800-600-5971.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year, and they're discovering that the Sprint network is better than ever. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion, so you don't have to miss out on this amazing deal. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. That's right, 50% off. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, plus more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. Why wouldn't you switch today? We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line via reward card. Learn more about how you can save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans. Hurry into a Sprint store or visit Sprint.com today.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, your charges, add-on and premium content. Subject to new line port activation fee and credit. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 3/31/2018 after pay full amount. Requires trade-in of current working smartphone. Restrictions apply.
If you currently use a CPAP system, I've got an important question for you. Are you sure you're keeping your CPAP system clean enough? Like, really sure? A dirty CPAP system is a perfect breeding ground for germs. Put that mask on, and they've got a direct line to your body. Talk about a good way to get sick. Fortunately, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs in minutes. To introduce it to the world, they want you to try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-500-6142. With SoClean, you never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. Supplies are limited, so don't wait. Call 1-800-500-6142. 1-800-500-6142.
Pool owners, never have an algae problem again. Clearpool USA has an eco-friendly, non-chemical mineral algaecide cylinder you just drop in your pump basket. It will eliminate the need for shock, chemical algaecides, and clarifiers while reducing your chlorine costs up to 75%. Clearpool USA also has a water purification system with NASA technology that kills algae and harmful bacteria for municipal pools, aquatic centers, water parks, and industrial applications. Go to clearpoolusa.com or call 618-698-3343. That's Clearpool USA. USA.com.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's the Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Are you planning your vacation? Why not take Larry Connors with you?
Hey, can you buy me something? You know, I like ice cream. I like popcorn. I like can we stop? Hey, look, can we stop over there?
No.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
No. 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 We mean take KTRS with you on your vacation. Via the KTRS app.
Does this mean I'm not really going?
Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
Experience the St. Louis tradition of Circus Flora under the air-conditioned Big Top and Grand Center. All new show, June 2nd through July 3rd. Get your tickets today at circusflora.org.
Better
jump in here. He's going to get mad because we're about a minute late. Not horrible, but he likes his time. He is Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, right next door to each other. Had a fantastic lunch Friday at Annie Gunn's BLT. As good a BLT as you'll ever have in your life anywhere. And that's all I'm going to say, or I'll start getting hungry. They're next door to each other on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Annie Gunn's Restaurant, the Smokehouse Market, where gift cards are always a great idea. Here is Mike Evans. Give it on up. Hey, you want to hear a really funny, quick bonus joke?
Sure.
What position, what sexual position creates the ugliest babies?
I don't know.
Ask your parents.
Yeah! They did that to me earlier, Mike.
He's acting like he's mad, but he'll tell it immediately.
Yes. Oh, I can't. I'm already trying to think if I can say that on the air, but I don't know why not.
Why not?
Yeah.
There's no FCC rule against saying sexual positions.
No.
You can do it. Hit some of your duller morning shows with that material. That'll wake them up.
You bet. Pop quiz question. Name the name of the famous race car driver who once had their driver's license suspended for driving 128 and 45. Kyle Busch, Mario Andretti, Jimmy Johnson, Danica Patrick.
Hang on, he said Danica Patrick.
I know. You know, what is it with him? What the heck is going on with him?
I don't know.
Is he gay now?
I don't know. Maybe. Danica Patrick. Sorry, go ahead.
Is it true that there is at least one, maybe two people that are now declaring to be Robert Kardashian's love children? And they want some of that Kardashian buh.
You bet.
Court papers expected to be filed next week. He can't make up this stuff. People still talking about Leonardo DiCaprio was partying this weekend at the Cannes Film Festival in France. Then he flew by private jet to New York City to receive the Most Environmental Friendly Celebrity Award.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
He was there for 2 hours and took another private jet back to France.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure the jet is green, using green energy.
One of those new hydrogen jets.
Yeah, TV notes, the Billboard Awards were on last night. I saw the Go-Go's. It reminded me. When I was doing mornings at K-Rock in Los Angeles, Belinda Carlisle used to come to the back door of the station, ring the bell, bring us donuts. I was doing mornings and had our cassette tape. We got the beat, and always used to ask us to play it. Finally, after about a week of this, our program director, Rick Carroll, said, go ahead and play it. I'll play the cassette on the air. He liked it. And they got a recording deal because of it.
So, Mike, in a way, you're responsible for their success.
Well, I didn't want to say that.
Yeah, I know you don't like it. You downplay it, but that's what we're talking about here.
That's what a man does. Mm-hmm. A man tries to take care of his business, help people out.
There you go.
That's the kind of man I am.
There you go.
Hold on.
One of the Go-Go songs, when I was working at KWK, people would call in and go, our lips are sealed is the song, but people would call in and request Eyelids of Seals.
Eyelids of Seals?
Yeah. Can you play that Go-Go song,
Eyelids of Seals? You just ruined his report.
I'm sorry, Mike.
He's getting steamed up now.
Love Nuggets, Ozzy Osbourne made a big, big deal, apologized to Sharon, said he's broken up with a girlfriend, it never happened again. I told you that was just a stunt.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Kennedy Jr. is a jerk. Arrested at protests for years, believes the government are killing children with vaccines, substance abuse problems for years. His second wife, Mary Richardson, committed suicide, some say caused by the way he treated her. It was just horrible. So what right does this drunk have to get on in front of newspapers and blast his 20-year-old daughter, name is Kara, who's a model, for posing fully clothed for Galore magazine?
Yeah, because he's a Kennedy.
I don't understand. I think you put too much vigor in the statement, and I don't know who you are trying to do. Maybe a Goma Pyle.
Who are you trying to do?
What?
Maybe Goma Pyle.
It's a better pile than it is Kennedy. Yeah. It's a pile. It's a pile, all right.
New York Post, see, I know now that that's jealousy.
Yes, it is.
New York Post headline, I wasn't going to mention this story last week, but I got to think about golfer Phil Mickelson being found guilty of inside trading in order to pay back $1 million. My question is, why wasn't Phyllis indicted? Well, you know, the same way that Martha Stewart was.
Let me tell you something. What he did, and you know this, 1 million people a day do it. The people who know people who know people.
Yeah.
Sometimes somebody gets caught.
Great New York Post headline, though, about Phil and that whole thing. Headline screamed, "What a putz."
Oh, that's good. Golf reference.
Date in history, on May 23rd, 2003, Tom Cruise played a fool on Oprah when he said he was in love with Katie Holmes and started jumping up and down on her couch. Here in Hollywood, that really caught on, and it's forever been called, it's a saying, jumping the couch. When a celebrity makes a fool out of themselves, publicists and even other celebrities will bring up the person's name and go, "Yeah, man, he's jumped the couch."
I will not apologize for who I am.
No, we know, Tom. Yeah.
But the jumping the couch, you started that.
And finally. And finally. Wrong time.
And finally.
No.
He can hardly bring himself to close it out when it's this spectacular.
Did you get anybody over $10 to have dinner with me yet?
No, bidding is closed. It's all over.
That sucks. You listeners suck.
No, they don't.
No.
Well, they don't suck, but they're mean to me. I wasn't wanting to come in and have dinner with
them. We had a nice, generous
I feel like I've been kicked right in the groin.
Mike, we had a $2,000 bet. We thought you're worth more than that.
Yeah.
So there you go. And finally.
Name the name of the famous race car driver who once had their driver's license suspended for driving 128 miles in a 45-mile-an-hour zone. Kyle Busch, Marty Andretti, Jimmy Johnson, Danica Patrick.
Oh, man, I'll go Jimmy Johnson.
Kyle Busch.
Mario Andretti.
Kyle Busch.
Oh.
I'm not getting live. You know, if you want to come out here, I'll take an In-N-Out burger and I'll pay.
All right. Done. Okay. It stung him a little bit.
Yeah.
Didn't get a whole lot of money for somebody to go to dinner with him. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, both on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley, next door to each other. First Community Credit Union's headquarters is also located in Chesterfield Valley. But it's not the only location. They have 42 locations. This is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. I was in there today. Hello to Jonette. Hello to Karen. I spoke to both of them today. First, I got a new debit card. My debit card had been worn out. I couldn't even read the numbers on it anymore. So I got a new one with a real pretty picture of a bunch of dollar bills on it and stuff. That's one little service they offer, debit cards, credit cards. Think of all the things you need a bank for, the things you need you use your bank for. They have all of that. They have all of it, and I think they have more, and I think the service is even better. And I don't even know where you're banking, and I'm going to say First Community Credit Union is probably better. So check into it, would you? That's all we ask. Think about leaving your bank. It's easy. You close your accounts, you go and you reopen them all at First Community Credit Union, and then you join all of us who have made it the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with 42 locations. You can find out more at firstcommunity.com.
And it's time for a final check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
They have cleared the incident on westbound 370 at the Discovery Bridge, so everything's back to normal there. You're still running heavy on westbound 70, though, past Jennings Station Road, and then as you get out toward the Blanchette Bridge through 5th Street. They're working with an accident, having the right lane block northbound 170 at Natural Bridge. Southbound 170 pretty well stacked up still from Olive down through Highway 40. And baseball hockey traffic coming in on eastbound 40. You're slowing from Chesterfield Parkway West. You're going to have slow to stop-and-go traffic all the way in through Big Bend. This traffic report, it's brought to you by BMW Service. BMW Service Centers, competitive prices for genuine parts and service. Visit BMWUSAService.com today for details. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Put some smarts in your car. Plug in Hum by Verizon to get vehicle diagnostics, emergency incident alerts, and pinpoint roadside assistance. For a smarter, safer car, go to hum.com.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Chesterfield, Kirkwood, Cahokia, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
We just took a vote. This was so much fun. We're going to do it again tomorrow. So please join us. We'll be here. Hope you will, too. Happy birthday to my daughter, Amanda. Have a great Monday evening.
You got a friend in me.
nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said, or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
It's the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. All right,
Dan. Bye, y'all.
You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A woman murdered in downtown St. Louis over her car. The video police have of the suspect and how you can help.
Beyonce coming to the Dome. There have been calls for police to boycott working security at her concerts elsewhere in the United States. How are police going to handle it here?
A community hit hard by flooding is getting a big 4th of July celebration. The contest bringing a big bash to Eureka.
But first on Fox, LGV, the party is on at Scottrade, where the Blues and Sharks face off in Game 5 of the conference final, knotted at 2 games apiece.
The game starts in about an hour. Fox 2's Alex Fees is live outside Scottrade, where Blues fans are ready to help bring home a big win, Alex.
Yes, we are live here outside Scottrade Center tonight, and I can't hear you because Led Zeppelin is blaring in the background. Let me show you. I brought some props.